stuck with her. I'm stuck in this house with the worst kind of monster who I want nothing more than to escape from. Prologue 2. Jordan. Age 16.
Terror fills me as I hear him scream my name. I wish like hell I didn't have to live with him, but he threatened to beat my mama if I didn't. Granted, my mama shouldn't be worried about him so much, not with her sister being associated with a motorcycle club. Yet, I still didn't want to take the chance.
Jordan, get your fucking ass in here now,
my dad demands. Why I still call him dad is beyond me. He's nothing but a monster who rules my life. If not for school, I'd be lucky to ever have an escape from him. Sighing, I clutch the towel tighter against me. I usually try to have my shower out of the way before he gets home. However, I was running late getting home from school. Opening the bathroom door, I step out into the hallway, hanging my head down. I'm not supposed to look up unless he tells me to. Says it's not a woman's place to look at a man unless she's told to.
About damn time, you worthless bitch,
he spits out.
Why isn't dinner ready yet?
I'm sorry. I ran late getting home from school, I murmur.
Excuses is all that is. What, you had to wash off the smell of the men you fucked when you got home?
He growls, grabbing my arm and throwing me against the wall.
I swear, you're more pathetic than your older brothers.
Why does he always bring up my brothers? Brothers I've never even met. Clutching the towel tighter around me, I straighten myself off the wall and begin to head for the kitchen. But Dad seems to have other plans for me. Wrenching me back by my hair, he rips the towel off my body. I learned not to let nudity bother me a long time ago. He once withheld my clothes for an entire week in the middle of winter.
You know the rules, Jordan,
he says snidely as he drags me against him and grips my throat. As tears fill my eyes out of fear, I nod my head. I know the rules. Hell, I fear those rules more than anything. But I know what will happen if I try to speak up. He will have no problem going after my mom, and no one will stop him.
Now bend over the couch and take your punishment,
he mutters, throwing me to the floor. Leaning over the couch, I clench my eyes shut and wait. When dealing with my dad, I know better than to talk back or even attempt to fight back. He will always make it worse. I inwardly cry out as his belt lands against my ass. I'll take this over having him do other things. Things I don't want to think about. Though he's never personally done anything with his body, he's made sure I never want to be with a man.
I've told you, Jordan, I fucking own you. You're my daughter and will do as you're told. Learn now or I will up your punishments to even more. Am I understood?
He says, hitting me three more times before stepping away. Nodding, I don't move. I can't.
Good. Now get your ass in the kitchen and fix dinner. I've got friends coming over later, and you need to be in your room, unless you want to be the entertainment.
God, that's the last thing I want. Honestly, this isn't the life I wanted, not one bit. But to keep him away from my mom, I'll do anything. I don't even think she knows exactly what kind of monster he is. Otherwise, she would have demanded I stay with her. Instead, the court sided with my dad, probably because he had the judge in his pocket. Will my life ever get easier? I highly doubt it. Like my dad says, he owns me.
Chapter 1. Jordan.
The lights come on and the music has turned to my song as the DJ introduces me by my stage name, Vixen. Stepping out on stage, I walk seductively to the middle and begin by wrapping a leg around the pole as the words to Nothing Else Matters by Metallica come through the speakers. And right now, nothing matters. Not while I'm dancing. It's the only time I really feel free. Between working with Dr. Connors at the clinic, seeing my brothers without speaking to them, and my dad, this is the only time I can be myself.